We've heard a bit about chill beams at this conference. Graham, can you explain to the listeners what a chill beam is?
Yeah, it's a bit like a...
It's not a bar.
It's a good name for a bar, but it's a bit like a heated slab in reverse. There's a technique of heating slabs, so you run, say, warm water or electricity, but let's say warm water through a concrete slab to make it warm on the floor, and it's a good way of radiant heating. Well, chill beam acts in reverse. It has to be a ceiling, and it's overhead, and you pump chilled water through it, makes the slab cold, and it essentially absorbs heat out of the air in a radiant fashion. And especially the African guys always talk about kulth, which is sort of like a negative heat, and there's some complex idea that basically the body responds to radiant heat far more effectively than it does to cool air, and so it's a sort of an efficient way of heating or cooling. But essentially what it's doing is its thermal mass is dragging the heat out of the air into the fabric of the concrete.
Right. And can you use that if you've got a chill beam system in a building? You can't then use a heated slab, or you could just put the system in?
I don't see why you couldn't actually do it. I haven't seen this, but I've been thinking about it. Reverse cycle kind of chilled concrete, yeah. Where you chill the concrete in summer and heat it in winter, because everyone knows you lie on a cold slab in the summer and it cools you down, and if it's even colder, then it'd be even better. It's just that I think that it's more efficient in cooling the air if it's above you, just as a heated slab's more efficient if it's below you, to do with hot air rising and so on.
Good. All right, thank you very much, Graham Chris from MIT.